Welcome to the Leading Visionaries Podcast, featuring stellar conversations with emerging and established leading visionaries. Thanks for joining us today as we celebrate and spotlight the leading visionaries who are thinking differently, seeing new possibilities, have the courage to dream big, take inspired action, and create conscious change all around the world. Now, here's your host, Angel B. Hartwell.
Welcome to another episode of the Leading Visionaries Podcast, where we celebrate the ingenious, insightful, innovative, and inspired leading visionaries of our time and provide our listeners with world-class examples of the kind of courage, clarity, and confidence it takes to bring visions into reality. This is your host, Angel B. Hartwell, and today we welcome our very special guest, Brad Axelrad. For over a decade, Brad's been an event producer, consultant, strategist, and podcast host, having produced over 150 live events with top business leaders and best-selling authors. As a consultant and speaker, he utilizes his message to support coaches, visionary entrepreneurs, and consultants by helping them create the business that sets them free to live a life of fulfillment and truth. He's a proud founding member of the Association of Transformational Leaders in Southern California since 2010 and is a co-founder of the Association of Transformational Leaders Costa Rica. On his Face Your Dragon podcast, he interviews celebrity thought leaders and icons, including Don Miguel Ruiz, Ariel Ford, J.P. Sears, and The Kin, musicians seen on Conan O'Brien and who opened up for Coldplay and Pink. Brad's been featured on numerous media outlets, including NBC Nightly News, PBS Television, OC Register, LA Times, USC News, and CBS News Canada. And I actually have known Brad since about 2010, where I met him at an event that he produced. And so I'm so excited to see you here today. Welcome to the show, Brad.
I'm very happy to be here to sit in with you and also equally as curious where our conversation is going to go today, because we never know.
Exactly. Well, I like to start with vision. So, Brad, can you talk about the very first time that you received any kind of vision? Were you a little kid? Were you in your teen years? Did you have some kind of spiritual awakening? Tell us about your own visionary journey.
Yeah, I'm checking in on how to best answer that, because vision in my life has showed up through several defining moments. The biggest in particular was when my dad passed in 2005. But I want to say this first before we go into that. I'm not so much a seer or a hearer. I'm a feeler. I'm clairsentient and an empath. So I sense and feel and I know when something is going to happen. And you know, all those cool things that you mentioned in my bio, it's amazing. I'm so grateful for all those things happening, but they wouldn't have happened had I not overindulged in my life in a way that created a sense of emptiness. And where we're in addiction circles, they say, trying to fill a God-sized hole, right? And we're chasing the dragon, which I like to say. Of course, that term's been out there forever. It's facing your dragon, chasing the dragon. But I was chasing it in any way I could. Flow state, dopamine, adrenaline, motocross, drugs, alcohol, women, travel, food, anything, any way I could. Real estate, amassing real estate. But there was always something gnawing at me or a feather tickling me that I could ignore for a while until the brick hit me upside the head. And you can shake the brick off. But when the Mack truck took me out, I really listened. It was time to check in. And that indulgence wasn't working anymore. And I was wailing on the floor after my dad had passed, begging for the universe. God, show me my purpose. I don't want to die like my dad did with his voice still in him. And I knew I'm ready to be in service. Like, I'm getting chills right now. I want to be a vessel of service to humanity. That's all that matters anymore. All this indulgence and mortality and the grief that I was in shook me to this place of waking up to something so beautiful. And it was in that moment that I knew something was going to change. I had hit this darkest, deepest bottom. And some people say you manifest with like vibration. I'm not sure I agree with that. I think we actually manifest with the intensity of our asking. And my asking was at such a high level of, please, I'm ready, use me, that God the Holy Spirit, the Great One, showed up in a massive way.
Mm. I love that. I love that line. We manifest with the intensity of our asking. My own kind of spiritual journey started in that kind of a frame as well, of like, I was just so desperate in my asking. And, you know, asking the God that I had known from my childhood wasn't working.
So, need a new God.
Right. And so, you know, that leads you down a whole other rabbit hole. Well, so yeah. Let's talk then, Brad, about because there's an aspect of leadership here as well. In that deep asking, you surrendered. And then there was a response. And often with the response, what we end up having to do is lead ourselves into accepting the response. So can you talk a little bit about, you know, what you received when you asked, and then how you needed to step into your own self-leadership to work with the answer?
I'm going to answer the second part first. I wasn't ready, and I was thrusted into it. Okay. And how I was thrusted into that leadership was, I started, you know, I was leading the Hoffman graduate facilitator. I became the Orange County, California Hoffman graduate facilitator. I want to back up. There's a really unique, amazing thing that aligned all of this before. I went to the second edition of the Hoffman process. I had signed up 8 months before my dad had died. He got sick 4 months into that 8 months. I happened to be in Northern California watching him take his last breath 36 hours before I went a little bit more north to go to the Hoffman Institute for Q2. And I'm in the deepest, most beautiful spiritual place I can be, processing his death and aligning with my new vision that hadn't even manifested yet, but I knew I was opening for it. So, you know, seeing his still body and then showing up there crying before the thing even started, people are probably like, why is Brad already crying? We're just circling up in a room before the thing even kicks off. And this guy's lost it. Like, I was just a wreck. But I raised my hand at the Hoffman Institute to become, I love the little hand thing that comes out on Zoom. It's fun. I raised my hand to become the Orange County graduate facilitator. And I was leading those groups for 2 years. And I wanted to start having conversations outside of their body of work, their topics, their transformation. I wanted to start talking about neuroscience. And back then it wasn't really called plant medicine, but quantum physics, the law of attraction, you know, conscious business, business networking. So within 8 weeks of starting that new group, we were studying the book Ask and It Is Given, of course, the teachings of Abraham and The Secret, and we're watching The Secret and watching What the Bleep Do We Know, and we're really doing a deep dive. And it was a fun time in our lives when all this stuff was mainstreaming, right? It was such a neat, unique time. I'm getting chills again. Within 8 weeks of that, first eight people circled up in a family room at a friend's place in Newport Beach. I was on NBC Nightly News. We were all on NBC Nightly News. And I'm like, oh my gosh, there are major, huge, these, I've never seen cameras so big, at my friend's chiropractor office. And we're sharing the principles of what we're studying. And boom, that was the beginning. National media to start. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm like, who am I to be leading this movement, even though it wasn't really that yet, but it did start building a very large community that we had for a long time. That was the beginning of 150 some odd events in that. And I've gone on to produce 50 since then. It's actually over 200 at this point. But yeah, your leadership, you know, I was forced to lead. I was like, I had to say, these people are here. These people are coming. Hundreds of people to my grand opening. Like, I had to learn leadership on the fly. I'd always been a decent leader, a good listener, a good, you know, masculine person going with direction, with taking initiative, with being committed to things. But leadership has so many nuances to it. And so I learned that through the years, what real leadership is.
Yeah, well, you know, it's funny, Brad, because there's more parallels between the two of us than I thought. In that time frame, 2005, I actually had my own art gallery and healing art center that came out of my own spiritual awakening. And I was the person in New Hampshire who was bringing to New Hampshire all of the spiritual cinema films, including What the Bleep and The Secret and all of those things into my art gallery and healing art center. So we have a lot of parallels there. And I would agree
similar
with
time.
You. Yeah, it was a similar time. And I would agree with you that I also felt like I was thrust into leadership in an area that was like totally the unknown. I had been a leader prior to that in the real estate industry, but this was like leading into the unknown that was unknown to me and pretty much unknown to everybody else as well. So let's talk a little bit about when you were thrust into leadership. Like, what were some of the things that you discovered that you needed to overcome yourself to be able to stand in that role and lead effectively?
Public speaking is still terrifies me. Okay. Mm. I still, not always, sometimes, not always. Sometimes I'm like, oh, I got extra nervous for this one, Angel. I don't know why. I was just like, oh my gosh, there's all this nervous excitement. This is fun. And I've learned to channel that into my message, but we need to speak with vision, with enrollment, with passion, with humility, with authenticity, and being courageous in our sharing and our like commitment to being in true service. You know, you can feel when someone's not all of those things. And I've always been kind of that raw, I don't give a you know what kind of, I'm just going to be me. And if you don't like me, whatever. I mean, it's gotten better throughout the years. And it was sharp in some of those years. It's softened and gotten deeper in that I don't care thing, like more authentic, more integrated. But the fear of public speaking, you know, it's important to share a message. To sales is all about public speaking, you know, even meeting your love of your life is, there's an element of that. So as I was thrusted in front of these audiences, and I want to share that we used to meet in a circle for a couple reasons. I loved meeting in circles. It's got great power. We're all in it together. There's nobody different. And I even, our first event, I created a spiral of chairs because we had almost 200 people there. I've never seen that done. But again, it wasn't about me. It was about us. Mm. And I wanted to keep that energy for a really long time, that it was really about, I'm not the leader of this. We're all co-leading this. Whatever is manifesting now, I'm just one of the stewards of it. Mm. So that sincere humility and allowing it to flow through me and flow through others. And I firmly believe the best leaders are the best followers. Mm. And that means including really deep listening, because I like to crowdsource. I'm lazy, far from it, but I say I'm lazy because to me, the fastest, best path to something in life is engagement, it's involvement, it's all of us, everybody's voice matters, really listening, really engaging. So I'd rather crowdsource brilliance from lots of other people, because that's lazy to me, than have all the answers and blah, blah, blah.
Beautiful. Well, we're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about how you help people. Right now, though, listeners, are you a leading visionary or in the role of leading other visionaries? Consider joining our community and sharing your feedback and takeaways from each episode. We invite you to join us and support this podcast by making donations at leadingvisionariespodcast.com. Interested in finding out more about how you can receive support for getting your vision out of the air and onto the ground? You can apply to qualify for a complimentary consultation with me or a member of my team by clicking the Connect with Angel button on the website. Be sure to share this show in your own spirals of influence with the people who you think might benefit from our content. I want to say a huge thank you to all of our listeners who are downloading, rating, and reviewing. We're welcoming thousands of downloads from all over the world. We've added a bunch of more countries. We're now up to 19 countries. So we're going to shout out this week to our listeners in Canada, Cambodia, and I think Brad is in Costa Rica. We don't have that on the list yet, but we're going to shout out to our listeners to be in Costa Rica, and we will be right back with Brad Axelrod.
The Leading Visionaries Podcast is brought to you by the Creative Age Consulting Group. Are you the one who thinks differently, who is called to create a significant conscious change in the world, who is seeing and dreaming of a better way for your industry, your community, humanity? Creative Age Consulting Group is hired to guide leading visionaries just like you who want to break through the static in order to clearly express and confidently enroll support for their vision in a way that makes it inevitable that it will come to pass. Your word is your wand, and as the leader, your ability to articulate and communicate your vision is essential to its materialization and monetization. Please enjoy with our compliments a free copy of the book Be Heard by Millions and Live Your Destiny, which was a number one new release in three categories to get you started. The book is yours by visiting gift.leadingvisionariespodcast.com.
And we are back with Brad Axelrad. You can actually find out more about Brad and all that he's got going on at faceyourdragon.com. So, Brad, what are they going to find when they get there at Face Your Dragon? And tell us a little bit about Face Your Dragon. I was actually there in the back of the room at an event with you when you were putting Face Your Dragon together. So,
that's right.
Let's talk about Face Your Dragon and what they're going to find there.
I'm actually in Mexico. I was in Costa Rica a couple of years ago, but currently in Mexico. So I'm sure that's on your list already.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll shout out to our listeners in Mexico.
In Mexico.
And Brad's friends in Costa Rica.
That's right. You're right. We were at the Live Your Message event with Marisa Murgatroyd. You were the MC, right? And I had spoken at her first event and was kind of her first guest speaker at her first event ever. It was really fun to be involved in that first event with them. And they've gone on to do such amazing things, which we all knew they would. They're brilliant. So Face Your Dragon, as I worked in this space, producing the events, creating masterminds, navigating my own experiences, whatever they were, and all the years of entrepreneurship. I'm 51 now and been an entrepreneur since 19, first business at 8, raced semi-professional motocross. Like, you know, I've always pushed the edge, faced the edge, faced fear. And I thought, you know what, there's a common theme amongst entrepreneurs and thought leaders, messengers. And most have a fear of, it started out as a fear of charging high fees, a fear of getting on camera, a fear of public speaking. It's like, these are things I've had. These are things other people have. And a friend challenged me, says, Brad, it's not the fear of public speaking that you have. It's not the fear of getting on camera. It's not the fear of charging what you're worth. It's deeper than that. I said, okay, well, let's explore that. I said, well, what is it then? He goes, well, you know, we're diving. This is an MBA friend from Pepperdine. He's been a mentor, met him at CEO Space 2008. Amazing, brilliant human. His name, I just have to say it, Charles Bronson.
All right.
He's got a good name.
Great. So, sounds like a movie actor.
He is a movie actor. That's why I said all that. But anyway, so the five I've come up with that stop most entrepreneurs from really stepping into the business that they want: imposter, scarcity, value, unheard, and critics.
Okay.
So any one of these, it kept me from building the businesses I've wanted, right? Mm-hmm. And of course, there's nuances to all of them. And you know, one's stronger than the other, or they may all be all the same strength. Like, you never know, but they're there.
Sure. Help me understand the difference between scarcity and value.
Scarcity is, if I build this business or go out and share something, nobody's going to buy. I'm never going to make enough money. I'm not going to get enough clients. At the core of it, it's really not enough clients. That's really what it is, mm-hmm. right? Value is that you don't value your work in the world and you lower your fees because you might have the scarcity dragon or imposter dragon. So you say, I'm just not charging what I'm worth. That's the value dragon.
Okay, great. And so in addition to helping emerging and established messengers to face these dragons, you're also working now with people to prepare to be podcasting, which is kind of the latest wave of how we're getting our messages out into the world. And so Would you like to talk a little bit about the podcast work that you're doing as well and how that kind of fits in with your Face Your Dragon work?
You bet. So we had a pandemic. You might have known about that. And things went online. A lot of people took their businesses online. Podcasting blew up. I mean, it was already going that direction anyway before the pandemic. But, you know, I'm in Mexico. I don't go to networking events, conferences. I don't do that. And I don't speak anymore. And I raised my hand. I wanted to get on a lot of podcasts. I was going to launch the Face Your Dragon podcast again. Like you'd mentioned, I had Miguel Ruiz and lots of amazing celebrity thought leaders, but my body was saying no, right? Back to that empath, clairsentient. I was a no to that. I said, there's something else. So I wanted to get myself on a lot of podcasts so I could just share the message. It was time to share my message again. So I found a really great way to, and very quickly and cheaply, get people, leaders on podcasts fast, a lot of them. And so that's what we're doing at getmeonpodcast.com, is helping them come up with their message, face their fears that are preventing them. And it's funny, right as we're about to launch a couple campaigns today, I'm seeing all their fears come up. No, it's got to be perfect. So the perfection stuff comes up. All of these dragons are present when we're getting on podcasts too, for sure.
Yeah. Well, I want to go back to before we went to the break. You have spoken, you dropped into our pond here of conversation about neuroscience, about plant medicine, about business networking. And like, you have this very interesting weave of consciousness and business. And so I'd love to have you speak a little bit about either your own personal practices to be able to have those two things married, which I think that's something I also see in the people I work with and experienced it myself, where it's like the spirituality is over here and the business is over here and they dance together sometimes. And it's much better now than it was 20 years ago,
right,
for sure.
For sure.
But there's still that, like, there's this like buffer zone between the two of them. So I'd love to have you speak a little bit about how you marry that in your own work and help your clients do that as well.
Well, if you remember me saying that there's the I don't give a you know what kind of thing, thankfully, I don't care if people know I'm using mushrooms or marijuana or ayahuasca or DMT or any of these other things. Like, I'm vulnerably and outwardly sharing them because of the benefit of these medicines. Thankfully, they're starting to surface as healing modalities, right? Mm-hmm. Mushrooms for depression, MDMA, psycho-assisted therapy. We're heading the right direction. Cannabis is a medicine now. It's legal. It's not just medicinal anymore. It's legal. So we're going the right direction. So having the courage, my whole platform is about courage. Feel your fear and do it anyway. That's really what it's about. So having the courage to openly share about these illegal, some of them illegal medicines. But personally, I have had some profound experiences. The pinnacle transformational experience is the Hoffman process. Nothing comes close to that. But 5-MeO DMT underneath that is really this beautiful, profound medicine that can just pierce the veil of your strong intellect and ego. And it opens you up to realms of spirituality very quickly and very beautifully. And you can't resist it, right? With a lot of other things, we're actually managing symptoms as well. I'd like to speak to that. We're either addicted or distracted, or we're in symptom management. And that could be by way of drugs, alcohol, whatever we do, even meditation, yoga, all these things are managing symptoms. Hoffman gets to the root of our issues. These medicines just blow you right open. They donkey punch your ego and split you open so much that you can have an experience of reality instead of your fears running your life or all of your programming. So as far as weaving that into work, I think it's one big body of God at this point. We're recognizing that these are all things of God, whatever God means to you. And we're able to play in this playground, tapping into all of these different things and create this tapestry of integration if we're courageous enough to do it.
Beautiful. I love that. Well, when I got started down this journey from the spiritual awakening and then realized I had to become an entrepreneur because there were no jobs out there that said, transform the world, like come work for us and transform the world, like seriously transform the world. I call it the twofold path of the entrepreneur, because sometimes what I've noticed is in the entrepreneurial journey, stuff arises that then actually creates the opening for another spiritual advance. And then you take the spiritual advance, and then that opens up more things in the business side of things. So I love that. I want to end here, Brad, by talking about courage and what, if anything, you do to support your clients to have more heart. Because to me, the word courage means with heart. So what exactly do you do with them to help them have more heart and lead from the heart into the manifestation of their vision?
It's so good. Fear is excitement without the breath. The founder of Gestalt Therapy, right? Fritz Perls. Fear is our friend, first of all. We need to learn to love our fear and embrace our fear, and to know that it, if we're feeling some resistance, normally that's the direction we want to go. What I say on the Face Your Dragon podcast is what you're most resisting and most afraid of are the very things that'll set you free. It's your purpose on the planet, your gift to humanity, and your moneymaker, basically. So if you're noticing resistance and fear, normally that's where you should go. For me, public speaking, mortified, holy crap. And it set me free completely. So what you're most resisting, and through that path of being courageous and facing your dragon is the most beautiful, powerful energy that we can tap into once we learn to harness it and learn to cultivate it instead of shy away from it, shrink, you know, numb it away with alcohol, drugs, whatever, exercise. We can numb out in so many ways. So that's really it. Have the courage to love yourself by becoming friends with your fear.
Mm. And the, you know, facing what you most resist, I love that, is going to be your moneymaker. So, all right, beautiful. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for being with us, Brad. We really appreciate the time you took today from Mexico. Let me clarify that. And it is time for us to go. Listeners, we do love feedback. Please let us know what you thought of today's show by joining our community, sharing your takeaways, asking questions, or submitting guest suggestions. You can weave your visionary thread into our fabric by opting in on our website at leadingvisionaries.com or by interacting with us on social. Look for the handle at Leading Visionaries Podcast on all the major platforms. Thank you so much for tuning in. Keep your eyes, ears, and hearts open and courageous. And remember, you are here to create conscious change.
Thanks for tuning in, downloading, and listening. Be sure to rate and review Leading Visionaries on Apple Podcasts and share with other people you know who can benefit from today's episode. Leading Visionaries is the premier podcast series for informing, activating, and inspiring the leading visionaries who are called to create conscious change and know that now is the best time to welcome wealth and cultivate a web of collaborative support to bring their vision to life. We invite your feedback and guest suggestions and invite you to subscribe to our mailing list to be notified of new episodes at leadingvisionariespodcast.com.